Chapter 33. By the time Jesse got close to the scene of the accident, Weathers had been taken to the regional medical center. But Gabe's wife's Honda was still upside down, the roof smashed where it had slammed into the concrete median. Although a fair amount of time had passed since the accident itself, traffic was still moving slowly on both sides of the road, and a big crowd of gawkers had gathered along the shoulder. Jesse parked on the shoulder and had to work his way through the gawkers. He flashed his badge at the cop in charge of the scene and explained who he was. What happened here? From what witnesses have said, it seems that your man's right rear tire blew out. He lost control of the car, slid to the right, hit the rear of another car, flipped twice, and landed on the median there. How is he?
Lucky and alive, said the cop.
Lucky how?
There was a trauma room doctor about 50 yards behind your guy's car when it flipped, and two state troopers were headed to work going in the other direction. They were the first at the scene. Probably saved your guy's life.
You're right, Jesse said. He was lucky. Injuries?
He was unconscious when they pried him out of there. There were definitely some broken bones.
By the look of his car, there would be broken bones. Where are the guys who helped? I'd like to thank them and then get over to the hospital.
Sure. The doc went with him in the ambulance, but the troopers are over there by the fire truck with Mackie.
Good. Mackie's the guy who called me to come down.
Jesse walked over to the group of men seated on the rear step of a fire truck and introduced himself. He shook all of their hands and thanked them for saving Weathers. They looked spent, their eyes unfocused. Jesse had been in their shoes. Saving lives, dealing with emergencies, was part of the job. It gave you a big rush, but there was no such thing as a rush without a crash. They all said they were just doing their jobs and were happy to help save one of their own. That's what you said. Jesse had said it himself many times. Mackie was a short man with a blotchy red complexion, arms like telephone poles, and a neck to match.
So, Chief, what was your man doing around here at the crack of dawn?
Jesse shrugged.
Why? The cops aren't going to find any drugs or alcohol in his blood, are they?
Jesse understood Mackie was doing him a professional courtesy.
I doubt it.
He was Boston PD for 5 years, but still in his probationary period with us.
Just asking, you know, just in case, Mackie said.
The younger trooper, Kirkpatrick, still in his 20s, stood from the rear of the fire truck and stretched, looking out at the crowd of onlookers. Fucking parasites.
Comes with the territory, kid, said the older trooper, Williams. People look because it's exciting, but also because they know the body or the guy being pulled out of the wreck could be them. It's a natural thing. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, maybe, Kirkpatrick said. But what about that guy we caught sniffing around the vehicle after we pulled the chief's man out of there? Nothing natural about that.
That got Jesse's attention.
What guy?
It was nothing, Williams said. Some little guy got too curious and carried away.
The younger trooper disagreed.
Bullshit! That creepy little bastard was trying to take a souvenir or something. People are sick.
What did he look like? Jesse said. Williams tilted his head at Jesse as if Jesse was speaking a foreign language.
Who, the little guy? What does it matter? He was just some freak.
He was... You know, Chief, I don't know, said Kirkpatrick. He was little. He had glasses, I think.
No, he didn't have glasses, Williams said. He had brown hair.
Kirkpatrick shook his head.
Gray hair.
What was he wearing? Jesse said.
Forgive us, Chief. We were a little busy trying to save your guy's life, said Williams, frustration in his voice. We shooed the guy away from the car, and that was that.
Jesse let it go.
You're right. Sorry, gentlemen. I better get over to the medical center to check on Gabe. Thanks again. Any of you ever in paradise, I owe you dinner.
He walked away from the fire truck and crossed the road. As he crossed, he held his palm up to stop a car inching past the accident scene. The driver in the white Sentra waited patiently for Jesse to cross. When Jesse got to the shoulder, the Sentra sped on. Jesse waded into the crowd of onlookers to get back to his car. As he walked through them, Jesse studied the gawkers, looking for the little man who may or may not have worn glasses and had either brown or gray hair. It was no use.